The Planet Man. The Planet Man. This is the fascinating story of Dantro, the Planet Man, troubleshooter for the League of Planets organization, the law enforcement body for peace and justice in the celestial world, whose headquarters and center of operations are situated on the capital of all the planets, Planaria Rex. From Mercury to Pluto, wherever danger threatens the universe, you will find Dantro, the Planet Man, fighting for fair play. In a moment, the Planet Man. Dantro, Slats, and the robot Barrel were heading back toward Planaria Rex when Barrel picked up an SOS from his exploring party. The Alpha went to aid them, and Slats was left aboard the ship while Planet Man and Barrel set out to land on an apparently barren planet. Suddenly, Slats loses contact.
Dantro, this is Slats aboard the Alpha. Come in, Dantro. What are you up to? Come in, Dantro. I promise to keep in constant contact. Hello, Planet Man. Come in. Hello, this is Slats aboard the Alpha.
Hello, Slats. This is Dantro aboard the space launch calling the Alpha. Come in, Slats. He doesn't answer. Do you suppose anything has happened to him?
I rather think it's us that something has happened to.
What do you mean? Our set seems to be in working order.
That is not the trouble. Something has caused this planet to be surrounded by a wave trap. That is why we could detect no signs of activity or radiation. We have come within the area of the trap, I believe.
I better warn Slats. He'll think we're in trouble. I promise to keep in touch with him.
I don't know what can be done.
Perhaps we'd better get back to the Alpha.
I cannot, of course, tell you what to do. It might be best if you returned in the launch. As you know, I am equipped with propulsion devices which will enable me to continue alone if you will permit me to. I must find out what has happened to my people.
No, Barrel. I promise to help and I will. If only I could get through to Slats. Hello, Slats! Slats! Can't you hear me? Hello, Slats!
Dantro, hello, Dantro. Come in, Dantro. Oh, that's just great. What do I do now? Wait for him to send up that rocket and then scoot back to Rura like a scared rabbit? Besides, how do I know he'll get the chance to send up that rocket? He may be captured or killed. I'll try to pick the launch up on the detector again. Hey, is that the launch? Nah, it's just a meteor or some spatial disturbance. They couldn't have landed yet. But there's no sign of that launch. Well, something's sure gone haywire, and the worst part of it is I just have to sit here.
Have you decided what you will do?
We'll head back to the Alpha, tell Slats why he's been unable to contact us, and then I promise to come back with you, Barrel.
Very well, Planet Man, as you say, but it may not be as easy as you think. The launch is about to lose power.
The controls won't work. The launch won't come about either. We're being drawn down. I'll try the power unit in the nose of the launch. At least we can check the drop. The power comes on, but the launch continues to drop toward the planet. What's causing it, Barrel? Can you tell?
Well, it is as I feared. We are caught in a magnetic field that surrounds this planet. It is too strong for any ship to resist. Whether we want to or not, Planet Man, we are going to land on that planet.
I'll try to turn the launch again. It looks like we're going to crash.
I think we had better prepare for a crash landing. I will be all right. I am built to take such an impact. But you had better cushion the shock, or your space suit may suffer irreparable harm. Here, let me help you pile these recoil couches against the forward bulkhead. That may act as a sufficient cushion.
Well, it had better. I don't understand what's behind this. If it is space piracy, they wouldn't wreck the ship until they had the cargo. Besides, why would they bother with the launch and leave the Alpha sitting out there?
Perhaps their trap cannot reach that far.
But if they let us come in, they might still get the Alpha.
We are going in quite close now. The light is dim, but the surface of the planet is almost visible.
Altimeter reading is only 50 miles. In our rate of fall, we should hit the surface in a few minutes.
You had better get ready.
Very well, I will. But if I don't survive the crash, be sure to send up that flare and warn Slats away.
Don't worry, I shall.
30 miles. 20 miles. 10 miles, 5 miles, 4 miles. 2 miles. 1 mile.
Dantro and Beryl have crash-landed on an unknown planet. What caused this unaccountable turn of events? We'll be back in a moment, so level off. When we left Dantro and Beryl, they were crash-landing their space launch on an unknown planet. It was from this area that Beryl had some radiant contact, which led them on this expedition. We find them now as Beryl is reviving Dantro, who was knocked unconscious in the crash.
Planet Man, can you hear me?
Is my spacesuit all right?
I checked it while you were unconscious. It shows no damage. How are you? Are you injured?
Well, I'm not sure. Help me to my feet. Check. There are times when I envy you your indestructible construction, Beryl. I ache all over, but there doesn't seem to be anything broken.
That is fortunate. If you were injured, I could do little to help. My skills do not include medicine.
Where are we, Beryl? Where's the space launch?
Back that way.
How'd we get here?
I carried you here while you were unconscious. I thought it best to leave the vicinity of the launch immediately. Whoever made us crash will sooner or later come to see what their trap has caught, and I did not want to be there when they arrived.
That was good thinking, Beryl. You were right. But wait, what about Slats? Flares were aboard the launch. We have to warn him off. Come, Beryl, we have to get back to the launch at once.
Not so fast, Planet Man. I have several flares all set here. I brought them along.
Good. Let's get one up quickly.
As you direct, but we had better be prepared to move on again. No point in telling whoever it is where we are. As it is, the flare will warn them that we survived the crash.
I realize that, Beryl, but we have to take the chance. Send it off.
Here it goes.
I hope you're looking, Slats. Say, I just realized. I can hear exterior sounds, the swish of that rocket flare, and the whine of atmosphere as the space launch came in. Is the atmosphere breathable, I mean, for me?
I would not suggest it. The constituents are right, hydrogen, oxygen, nitrogen, carbon dioxide, but the air is terribly thin. I doubt that you would live without your suit for more than a few minutes. Besides, the temperature is well below your zero.
I'll keep my suit and helmet on, then. Come on, we'd better get away from here.
I'm going to wait 1 minute more, and then I'm taking the Alpha in. Orders or no, I just can't let them disappear and do nothing. Wait a minute. What's that? The flare. They're in trouble, all right. Now what? Turn and run for help from Rura? Isn't that dandy? Run to a bunch of women to come and fight my battle for me. No, I won't do it. Yeah, who am I kidding? I promised, and I'll do it. But I hate this running. Well, I might as well get it over with. I'll cut it into drive as soon as I can get this course into the automatic. Wait a minute. Look at that detector grid. Ships. Lots of ships all around me. Where'd they come from? Or maybe they're Beryl's friends. No, they're strange ships. I better get a protective screen around the Alpha Pass. Hey, now let's see what they want. Hey, cut that out! Why, that he tried to ray me. If I hadn't slapped that force screen around the ship, he'd have burned me right out of space. Hey, cut it out! Now they're all in the act! Good thing the Marty installed one of their protective screens in the Alpha before we left. Oh, one never would have held a fire of 6 ships. Better step up the screen. They're trying something else new. Sonic disruptors. I hope that screen holds. Atomic missiles. They aren't leaving anything out. Who the heck are they? What do they want to blast the Alpha for? I don't get it. I've got enough. Okay, you guys, we'll see how you can take it for a change. I'll nail that one with a disruptor. Yeah, I got him. Now who's smart? That makes the odds a little better, huh? Look at him pour it on. Oh, brother, how I love that protective screen. Sure, I can't take much of that. Better knock off a few more if I can. I'll try one of our space missiles on him. Here it comes, brother. Bam! Look at that baby explode. Well, that leaves 4. Now I'll see if I can make it 3. Ha, ha! Ah, they got enough. Look at them go. Go on! Run, you yellow cowards! You were pretty brave when you thought you had a sitting duck, weren't you? Come on back here and fight! I dare you to come back!
What reason would would anyone have for doing a thing like this to us, Barrel? It couldn't be piracy.
We will probably find out quickly enough, Planet Man.
Have you detected any signs of activity yet?
Only the faintest. I wish we had some means of traveling faster. We could use my propulsion units.
Hey, that gives me an idea. Why didn't you carry me?
If you would allow it, I didn't want to offend you by suggesting it, but we could move much more quickly.
Offend me? Don't worry about that. I want to find out what this is all about. Ready?
Here we go.
This is certainly better than walking. Hey, Barrel. Barrel, look down there.
Ships. Thousands of them.
That's right. A graveyard of spaceships. Let's go down.
A graveyard of spaceships. What will Danto and Barrel find there? What does this mean? We'll be back in a moment, but first, here is a message the Planet Man wants you to hear. Tune in again for more transcribed thrills and adventures. Rocket millions of light years into space with Dan Trow, the Planet Man. The Planet Man.